Swedish court reduces sentence for far-left weapons hoarding extremist. By Chris Tomlinson on July 30, 2019. A Swedish court has reduced the sentence for far-left extremist Jonas Lind, who was convicted earlier this year for hoarding and assembling illegal firearms. The decision comes after Mr. Lind appealed the initial five-year sentence handed down earlier this year, with the High Court reducing the sentence to 4 years after claiming that the crime does not meet sufficient criteria to be considered extremely serious, Nyhetsdag reports. The cache of weapons was found last year in June by two Latvian burglars who were searching for fuel to steal. What they stumbled on was described as a gun factory where Mr. Lind had imported parts for semi-automatic AR-15 rifles and assembled five rifles. Investigators also found police uniforms and other equipment in the storage container along with the firearms. Police say that some of the ammunition had also been modified to be more effective against armored targets. Lind was found to be part of the far-left extremist Antifa scene in Sweden and, according to Nyhetsdag, was part of a broader investigation into radical left-wing networks which were allegedly training for armed revolution. The find in Sweden came just under a year after police in Rostock, Germany, found another Antifa cache of weapons that included knives, chemicals, and flammable liquids. The raid on two Antifa extremists came just before the Hamburg G20, where Antifa Black Bloc members injured hundreds of police officers, looted shops, and set cars on fire. Only months after the discovery in Rostock, police in Thuringia found what was described as a mobile bomb factory that contained high explosives and a hoard of chemicals. One of the two individuals linked to the found materials was also given an award by Thuringia Minister President Bodo Ramelo, a member of the far-left Die Linke, left, party. A member of Die Linke, Katarina Koenig-Preus, was even said to have known one of the suspects personally. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.